Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Okay, I can predict what's going to happen here. Jeff is going to start pointing out that we're really getting short on time to play Soundbite of the Week. It's a good thing because I shortened our soundbites down to like 40 seconds apiece. Jeff told me a couple of weeks ago that Blog of the Week should take no more than 3.5 minutes. It took, 6?
No, 5 minutes. We have 3:33 to 3:38, 5 to be exact. And we got it out at almost 3:38. We did good.
Okay.
If I didn't stutter and stammer, reading my blog post, we might have saved a minute.
All right. Well, I'm always striving for excellence. I mean, I don't know what you're striving for, but I'm always striving to make it better, faster, stronger. Well, it's time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got 4 soundbites from this week's audio, and that means we just go through and we listen for things in the course of the show that we find remarkable or interesting or humorous, and we pull them out and we play them for you on a Friday, and then you get to pick which of them, which of these 4 soundbites should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You do that by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or emailing your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. It's Friday, October the 24th. Time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number 1 this week comes from Wesley Smith. He's answering the question, is the assisted suicide movement about compassion?
It's about ending life. In my view, it's about abandonment. What is the message of legalizing assisted suicide? That message is that there are certain people among us whose lives are not worthy to be lived, that are so undignified that somehow if somebody is dependent and needs help, that they cease to be dignified. Well, what you're telling people who are going through the dying process, and by the way, this would never long be restricted to people who are terminally ill. That's not what this is about. But what you are telling people is that their worst fears about themselves are true, that they do not have lives worth living, that they are no longer as worthy of being loved as they once were when they were healthy and didn't need assistance, that having to have assistance is demeaning, that they are burdens to their families.
All right, that's soundbite number 1, Wesley Smith. Do you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 2 comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, who'll be with us a little later in the program. He's telling a story about how he responded to a Sunday school teacher when he was a young child who tried to explain away Jesus feeding the 5,000.
When I was a snotty little kid in Sunday school, I went to one of these awful liberal churches, and I had a Lady Bountiful Sunday school teacher, and she explained away the feeding of the 5,000. She said the little boy took out his food, and then everybody felt guilty, and so then they took out their food that they had hidden, and that's why you had all that stuff. And after she finished this, I said to her, "Now would you explain how Jesus walked on water?" And she was really furious. Even as a snotty little kid, I saw that it doesn't do any good, even if you think you can explain away one of these miracles, if you can't explain away all of them.
All right, that's soundbite number 2. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 3 comes from 2 of our pastors who sat on our roundtable yesterday on the program. We were talking about You Shall Not Commit Adultery. Pastor Mike Kettner and Pastor Bart Day chiming in together on, does Jesus teach that adultery is only a physical act?
You know, there's a saying, you can look, but you can't touch. And that's not what Jesus said at all. Jesus did not say, you could look as much as you want, as long as you don't touch or as long as you don't carry the act. Because even in the looking, I mean, one time we might look at a beautiful girl and we might not think sexually impure thoughts. The next time we might look at them and we think sexually impure thoughts. So this whole idea about looking but not touching, that's not biblical at all.
Come on. I got married. I didn't go blind. I mean, you hear this kind of stuff.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Time for soundbite number four. Here's soundbite number four, law professor Dr. Robert George on the question, what would he ask Senator Obama about the issue of abortion?
Well, the first thing that I would ask him is why he is prepared to exclude an entire class of members of the human family, our tiniest and most vulnerable brothers and sisters, the weakest and those most in need, from membership in the community of the protected under our, our laws. How he, as a man of honor and someone who claims to do justice, can justify denying to some class of persons the equal protection of the laws. The idea of the equal protection of the laws is the very core of our legal system. It's the foundation of our civilization, the idea that everyone has inherent, profound, and equal dignity. And pro-abortion legislation simply undermines that whole idea. It undermines the foundation of our civilization.
All right, that's soundbite number four, the fourth and final. It's time for you to give us a call and play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Vote now, and you can also email us with your vote. When you vote for the soundbite, be ready to tell us why you think it should be the soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll be right back. We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Pastor Roger Sturley, Jimmy Raymer, Pastor Greg Robertson, Clarion Fritschke, Harold Stover, Jacob Weimer, Martina Nimmer, Douglas and Irene Godbold, Peter Cage, and Christine Schrader. Thanks for your support.
Old Theology, New Technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What is the message of legalizing assisted suicide? That message is that having to have assistance is demeaning, that they are burdens to their families.
Even as a snotty little kid, I saw that it doesn't do any good, even if you think you can explain away one of these miracles, if you can't explain away all of them.
You know, there's a saying, you can look, but you can't touch.
I got married. I didn't go blind. I mean, you hear this kind of stuff.
How he can justify denying to some class of persons the equal protection of the laws, and pro-abortion legislation simply undermines that whole idea. It undermines the foundation of our civilization.
We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday, October the 24th. That means you need to give us a call or email us with your vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Should it be Soundbite number one, Wesley Smith, answering the question, is assisted suicide really about compassion? Is it soundbite number two, Dr. John Wart Montgomery telling a story from his Sunday school days? and his encounter with the teacher who's trying to explain away the feeding of the 5,000. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Or perhaps it's soundbite number 3, Pastor Mike Kettner and Pastor Bart Day on Does Jesus Teach That Adultery Is Only the Physical Act? Or is it soundbite number 4, Law Professor Dr. Robert George, what question would he ask Senator Barack Obama about his abortion views? Those are the 4 soundbites. Which should it be? Which is the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, in your opinion, and why? You can pick it because you like it, because you don't, because you disagree, because you agree, because you find it funny or shocking or remarkable. Your reasons are your own. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Earlier today, Gretchen Jameson from Concordia Publishing House was in. You know what she brought me? When people hear this, especially many of those Lutheran pastors out there listening, they will be jealous. Holding in my hands the Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's bigger than I thought it would be. It's actually a tremendous resource from Concordia Publishing House. I spent about 10 minutes taking all of the little ribbons and putting them where they belong, because this is a landmark publication from Concordia Publishing House. Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's everything you, your family, your congregation, your Bible study group needs for daily devotions, all in one book. And it is truly amazing. You have to see it to believe it. Go to their website, cph.org, and you can find Treasury of Daily Prayer. Or just go to our website, issuesetc.org. At the bottom of the homepage, there's an image of the book. You click on it, and it'll take you where you need to go to find out everything you need to know about Treasury of Daily Prayer, this devotional resource from Concordia Publishing House. Call and ask about it and order 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Which should it be? Wesley Smith, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Pastor Mike Kettner, and Pastor Bart Day, or Dr. Robert George? All from this week's audio. 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dennis in Michigan says, I vote for John Warwick Montgomery. Sometimes even snotty little kids are capable of asking the Lutheran, what does this mean, question. Dennis, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. That's one vote for soundbite number 2. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This was usually we have to really work hard to take the soundbites and whittle them down to something that will fit, something that people can remember and stick in their minds. This was a great week for soundbites. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery being with us all week long is pretty much a soundbite machine, and so we had plenty to pick up from there. And when you get a guest like Dr. Robert George on the air, very generous with his time, you're going to get something great from him. Wesley Smith, who was on fire when it came to this issue of assisted suicide, especially with the state of Washington considering assisted suicide, and Pastor Mike Kettner and Bart Day were working together along the same lines when we were talking about You Shall Not Commit Adultery. So it gave us a great week of sound bites. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Jeff thinks I'm going to forget, but I didn't forget. I wrote it down on my little yellow pad here. It says Jim Cruda. Because Jeff's mom called him the other day saying, you didn't thank Jim. And we should have thanked Jim yesterday. He was kind enough to bring over some of his wares. He's one of those butcher, baker, candlestick maker guys living out his vocation as a baker in Collinsville, Illinois, and he brought us over some Craig, tell me that those little square things weren't the best thing you've tasted in a long time.
They were awesome. They were great.
They were like, you know, tarts or something. I don't know what they were. They were delicious.
I'm the kind of guy who loves anything Cruda makes. My favorite thing is the mixed nuts stolen. I love those. The man makes some of the best Napoleons I've ever had. The cream horns are great. Cream puffs are great over there. So that's some of my favorite stuff from Cruda. I mean, my family's been going there for 3 generations now. And Cruda has, used to be in East St. Louis, and he moved to Collinsville best move for my family he could have ever made. But we've been going to Cruda for a long time. And, I mean, there's not a thing in the case that you can buy that's bad. It is all top quality, all great stuff.
The Schwarz kids are at home right now munching down on these Halloween cookies that he made for the kids. And I already ate one that was supposed to go to my kids. So they're going to have to split the pumpkin cookie. But I noticed that there was some stuff left over in the box yesterday that mysteriously disappeared.
Well, I didn't take it.
No, you didn't take it this week. No. It was Jeff who made off with
Wait a second. This is the guy that ran off with what? One bottle of rum. What else? What else?
Two whole bottles of scotch.
Two whole bottles of scotch because he was too cheap to buy his own while his parents were in town. So Marvin and Carolyn, you know.
They didn't drink any of it, by the way.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. All right. So, but the thing was sitting here. It was going to get stale. There's only like three or four things left. And I'll bring them back because I'm sure nobody's eaten them at home yet because we've been eating on the ghost and the pumpkin cookies.
All right. By the way, it's 300 St. Louis Road in Collinsville, Illinois. Anyone living in the St. Louis Metro East area or in South County, anytime you want to go over to Jim Cruda's, just tell them that Wilkins sent you, and he'll at least give you a big smile, along with his fabulous baked goods. Jim and Mary are good friends of Issues, etc. Cruda Bakery, right there in Collinsville. Scott in Illinois writes this. He's playing Soundbite of the Week, by the way. He says, I must vote for the look, but don't touch heresy. Teaching in public school, I've had a lot of students who, with significant others, and I wish that they understood the snare laid in the sixth commandment. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Illinois. So that's one vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Mike Kettner and Pastor Bart Day, dispelling the old look but don't touch myth when it comes to you shall not commit adultery. We've got one vote for soundbite number two and one vote for soundbite number three. Anybody want to break the tie? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE, or email us quickly, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Coming up on the other side of the break, Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us. We talked yesterday with Dr. Robert George about the views and the record of Senator Barack Obama on the abortion issue. We'll continue that conversation with Colleen Carroll Campbell on the other side of this break. Then hour two will be rounded off by our conclusion of our five-part daily series with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. We've been answering the objections of unbelievers. Here's a big one today, that the Bible is full of errors and that it's internally inconsistent. It's full of contradictions and it cannot be relied upon. This is a common objection. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is well-equipped to respond to that objection. We'll do so in about 10 minutes here on Issues, Etc. I hate to ask anybody in studio to break the tie, and we are ill-equipped for ties because we don't know what to do with a tie. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. I know which one Jeff is going to vote for if I were to let him break the tie. He likes the Lady Bountiful Sunday School story from Dr. John Warren Montgomery. What would you be voting for, Craig? Or have you been paying attention?
Monty gets my vote.
Okay, Monty gets your vote. All right, then that's the winner. Do we have time to play? All right, let's hear again from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Even as a small child, he was able to see through the machinations of Christian liberalism.
When I was a snotty little kid in Sunday school, I went to one of these awful liberal churches, and I had a Lady Bountiful Sunday school teacher, and she explained away the feeding of the 5,000. She said the little boy took out his food, and then everybody felt guilty, and so then they took out their food that they had hidden, and that's why you had all that stuff. And after she finished this, I said to her, "Now would you explain how Jesus walked on water?" And she was really furious. But even as a snotty little kid, I saw that it doesn't do any good, even if you think you can explain away one of these miracles, if you can't explain away all of them.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. We'll just call this one Lady Bountiful by Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, the Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who called and emailed and played. When we come back, Colleen Carroll Campbell will be our guest. We're going to be talking with her about Senator Barack Obama and abortion. If you listen to the news and if you listen to the rhetoric being put forth on the part of Senator Obama, you might think he's kind of going pro-life. The record says something else. Oh, by the way, Elaine in Canada emails us. She says, although one in four are equally important, thou shalt not kill, I pick four as you're almost voting in new for a new president, and people should be aware that this new president believes what he believes and what he stands for. Thank you very much for that late vote, and thanks for listening in Canada. We'll be right back with Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.